You know what they won't tell you about iron condors and iron butterflies? The gurus won't tell you this. So when you set up an iron condor, iron butterfly, you're hoping it stays in between is what they'll tell you. But you know how the stock market is. It's a sine wave, just like life is a sine wave up and down. Nothing stays in between the, you know, like driving. You gotta steer that steering wheel, right? Nothing's gonna stay in between the lines unless you're steering it. And so let's say you sell an iron butterfly, iron condor, and you get about $9,800, something like that. What you're doing is you're setting up a future plays. You're not even worried about this play. They don't tell you this. So let's say the price goes up. You made $98 or $100, let's say $100. And you roll it out a couple weeks and you raise it up. It might cost you $5. So you made instead of $100, you made $95. And so what's happening, so you take one leg, and I'm not talking about rolling the whole thing, you just roll the top leg. If it goes up, you roll the top leg. And it might cost you $5, but you still made $90. But what's happening with your bottom leg? So you roll the call side out and up. It might cost you $5. And what happens with the bottom leg? It's making money. If the price is going up, your bottom leg is going to be in the money, and you're going to make money on that box. You just leave it. As long as it's making money, you leave it. And it might close out as a win. So you rolled your top leg, and so you, instead of $100, you made $95 or $90 or whatever it cost you. But your bottom leg is going to expire this week or whenever, if you do weeklies. You can do monthlies, but I think weeklies are better. So you can steer it. You can steer it better with the weeklies, I think. And so your bottom leg is going to make money, and you're going to at the end of that week, it's going to cash out. Now the top leg, let's say it goes up even more, and you have to roll it again. You don't have to. If you roll it out 2 weeks, you can wait a week. But as soon as you get your money for your bottom leg, you can use that money to roll it out another 2 weeks. You know it's going to go back down eventually. And if it doesn't go back down, you could take a $10 loss, but you made 90, you just paid 10, which is a $10 loss. So you made 100, you paid 10, you took a loss, $10, whatever. You still made $80, and then you made money on your put side, on your bottom leg. So the purpose of these iron condors and these iron butterflies is not to keep it, the first set is not going to stay in between. That's what discouraged me early on. You got to do this play and hope you can guess that it's going to be this price, and you hope it's going to be this price or whatever. It's not going to be that price. And you will get discouraged if you expect to win the first week or the first month, whatever you're doing. You will be discouraged because you're going to lose. And the only way you're going to win is take some of that profit to roll it out. Whichever leg is moving the most, roll it out and up. If it's the bottom leg, roll it out and down. It might cost you a little bit, but you're winning on the leg that's not losing. Means what? You can, within a few days, you're going to be able to cash out of that thing and take that profit. And then you manage let's say you roll one leg out for 2 weeks, and then you got a week buffer. You can go ahead and set up another option. It's so obvious what's happening here that the gurus want to sell you some courses and say, oh, you need to know what this, you need to know how much this price, you can't know how much the price is going to be because it's up and down, and it's a lot of it too is just it's preset. I mean, this whole thing is scripted. If God wrote a script, don't you think the devil's going to write a script? The whole stock market's scripted. Everything's scripted. So if they script XYZ stock to go up, it's going to go up. If they script a XYZ stock to go down, but you don't know what the script is, right? You don't know what the script is unless you're part of the the people, those people that are, what are those people's names? I forget the name of it. But anyway, they all got in on stock and made it go up, you know. And why did that make the SEC mad? The reason it made the SEC mad is because the common man was learning how to manipulate the stock market, and they didn't like that because they want their gurus to manipulate the stock market. You see what I'm saying? Let's say you do one of those iron condors or iron butterflies, and the stock goes way up. You can roll that leg out for 2 years, and your bottom leg is going to be making some money. Yeah, but you might say, well, I got to hold that for 2 years. So, not really, because every 3 months you could roll it out for more money. And so my point is, you can slowly roll it up and every few months, you know, every 2 or 3 months, depending on how far you roll it out. But my point is, it's all scripted, man. It's just scripted. And so the whole thing's set up. It's all the script. And so they're not going to tell you that. And so when you set up an iron condor, iron butterfly, expect it to move. It's going to move because they want you to lose. And if you roll it out, that's fine with them too, because they got your money. They're using your money. They're making interest on your money. But that's fine because you're making pretty good return on these calls. But my point is, the whole point of the CBOE option trading is to use your money while it's sitting there and make interest on it. You don't think they got millions and trillions of dollars they're making interest on? It's ridiculous how, when you really wake up to what's happening, it's so obvious. It's all set up. I mean, some of these corporations should have already been bankrupt, but they're not. Why? Because they all bail each other out because it's a Freemason system.